and welcome to season 2, episode 4 of All Talk No Bock. How exciting. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And I'm Bryn.
And we are excited to have Brandon here from Sports Talk. Brandon, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Brandon, plug your stuff. Let the people know where you are and where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on YouTube at Brandon Sports Talk, Instagram at Brandon Sports Talk, and Twitter at @talk_Brandon. And I'm also coming out with a network called Hall of Fame Network coming out Monday.
And what's that?
It's a sports network where I help broadcast other podcasts such as this podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, we were on Brandon's podcast too, so you could check that out on YouTube. When is that episode airing, Brandon?
It has already aired.
Oh, I thought you said it was the 4th. It was going to be January 4th, but okay. We will check that out for sure because we're on it. And Brandon, what do you do in your original podcast? What do you talk about?
So I talk about all things sports related. I just filmed some MLB content, and right after this, I'm going to be filming some NFL and NHL content.
Cool. NHL, so you like hockey?
Yes.
What's your team, Brandon?
Carolina Hurricanes and Nashville Predators.
Oh,
Nashville Predators. Shout out Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. I thought you said natural predators. I'm like a dinosaur. cool. Nashville Predators. Why are they the Nashville Predators?
Because they're in the city of Nashville, Tennessee.
Right. Okay. So we're going to get into the theme of this episode, which if you guys watched the Christmas episode, we drafted different Christmas characters as part of a roster of a baseball team. So check that one out. New Year's though just occurred. It's January 2nd. Happy New Year, everyone.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Very exciting. And we are going to talk about our teams, what we want our teams' New Year's resolutions to be and what we would like for them. So in the new year, it's 2021, fresh year. We have different, we're all different fandoms, which is really exciting. So how about regretfully, let's start with Reese, because we all know how obnoxious this is about to be. Reese, what are your New Year's resolutions for the Padres?
It's not going to be obnoxious. I promise I'll keep it short and sweet. My first resolution is to have Fernando Tatis Jr. have a full, healthy season. I know the past couple years, there have been a couple issues that he's run into, whether it be in the postseason, having a hitting drought, or he gets injured and he's out. So I really am hoping this year he'll have a full, complete, healthy season, and he'll find a lot of success in this campaign. I also obviously hope that the Padres make it to the postseason. To be quite honest, I'm not pulling for them to, of course I want them to win the World Series, but I'm not putting all my eggs in that this year, because we're still although we just got new exciting players to add onto our roster. And I think we're going to have a very successful season. I don't necessarily think this is the year for us to win the World Series. So I really want for the team this year to just get comfortable playing with one another, to kind of find their groove. So that way in the next 3 to 5 years, we can be World Series contenders and make it all the way. So
well, that's reasonable.
Is this going to be Heather 2.0 where you're we suck, we're not going to make the World Series, we're terrible, and then you guys win the whole thing? Is that what's going to happen, Reese?
I would never
take the pessimistic route this year?
Because there has never been a time where I have not had faith in the Padres. No matter how good or bad they're playing, I always have faith in them. So, no, I will not be complaining, even when they're on a win streak, even when they're in the postseason, even when they're in the World Series, I won't be complaining.
I'm just saying there might be some limitations on that faith, because you said they're probably not going to make the World Series. So you got some faith this year, but
I have faith in them, but I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't think they're going to win the World Series. Well, it is that I don't think they're going to win. It's not that I think that they're not capable of winning the World Series, but I just don't think this is the year that it's going to happen.
So who do you think will be in the World Series? And if it's not the Padres on the NL side?
I don't know.
I mean, you You brought this up.
I didn't set this up. No, I was simply making resolutions.
I mean, you have like a lot of choices. The Dodgers, the Braves.
That was mine. Dodgers, Braves. Braves
and I'm going to go with one, maybe either the Braves or the A's. That's going to be my...
No, on the NL side.
On the NL side. Okay, the Braves.
You think the Braves. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Braves.
Sure. That's upset. Well, no, it's not, because you just don't want to say the Dodgers, because you're just...
I don't want to say the Dodgers. I don't want them to win. It's probably going to be the Dodgers. So I'm going to say the Braves. Thank you.
That's a curse word for Reese. She can't say that word.
Right. She can't. Right.
I have to wash my mouth out with soap if I say that. So.
Oh, got
hot
it.
Sauce. Like, no,
put
hot
5
sauce.
Cents in the jar. You know. Yeah. Charles, what's your Angels? I mean, there's so many that you can choose from. What is your Angels New Year's resolution?
Wow, Heather, I've been, it's been a couple of sad years for the Angels, so we've got a lot that we need to work on. First, we brought it up when we were talking about the podcast earlier this week. They have got to stop signing these veteran position guys. I mean, with Pujols and Hamilton, and even, I mean, Rendon isn't necessarily a veteran, but he's up there, and I would have rather taken pitching. And that's another resolution that I think we need to do, is we need to focus on our pitching staff. Because if we didn't do some of these trades early on, or these free agent signings with Hamilton and Pujols, and dish away our farm system like 4 or 5 years ago, then maybe we could have been in the running to get Bauer or Darvish or one of these top studs that was available in free agency this year. But we went early. We decided to dip our toes in the pool back in 2016, and that really hurt us. And you know, we've got a lot to work on right now, and I definitely think that, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs this year. I like where Joe Madden has the team. To be honest, we were probably a series away, many could say, from making the postseason last year, but unfortunately the Dodgers had to sweep us after the Astros swept the Angels, and then the Astros got swept by the Rangers. So if the Angels had won the series, then they would have beaten it over the Astros. So it was a lot of confusion, but it wasn't that, you know, we deserved to make it at all. It was the Astros' year, obviously.
Okay, Charles, one day.
There's a lot that we need to do right now.
There are a lot of problems that led to, I mean, it shouldn't come down to one series. You know,
well, it kind of did though, because if the Dodgers, they could have eliminated the Astros from playoff contention if they let us win that series, the last series of the season. But
if they let you win,
would it be worth it to you to like barely make it into the postseason just to be like swept in the first round? Would that work for you?
You know, it's happened a lot as an Angels fan. You know, it doesn't even matter if we barely squeak in there or if we're a top seed. I mean, we played the Royals back in 2015, and everybody thought we had a better team, and they swept us real quick in, like, I think it was 2 games. So it doesn't really matter with us. It seems that we just have bad luck ever since 2002. Thought it was going to happen with Joe Madden this year, but I think he's going to turn the team around. I also agree with Reese. I have another resolution that Mike Trout stays healthy this year. He's, like, the only guy that we have to watch, our all-star, so... Would love to see him have a healthy and good year, a nice full season from Papa Trout now. So hopefully he can have a good year and stay healthy. And I'll just end it with hopefully we have just a decent year. Like, we could go 500 this year and something to root for. But we got a lot to work on in terms of pitching and building up that farm system again, because like I said, those veteran free agent signings are killing us. We can't keep doing those. And I'll just end it with as well, a shout out to everyone in Nashville who was hit by the bombing. Yeah. and prayers for them. We haven't talked about that. I know Nashville was brought up, so shout out to Nashville. We love all of you guys and love Nashville. It's one of my favorite cities to go to. So
I've never been in Nashville.
Really fun. Really fun. Broadway, just like a nice strip of fun, like people coming out and they play Broadway is it's a strip in Nashville, and they just have like a bunch of bars where people come out and they play and they get paid. Like, they're just, you know, country guys and looking
That's
for some
awesome. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a great town.
Huh. Interesting. Learning something new every day on this podcast. Brandon, you're a Yankees fan, correct?
Yes.
And what, I mean, gosh, I could think of a billion for you desperate Yankees fans where it's been a whole 11 years. 11 whole years without a World Series win. So what is your what's your New Year's resolution?
That is the one who went, what, like 32 years?
I'm being sarcastic. Yankees and Lakers fans are the worst. I mean, at that. And I'm a Lakers fan too. And they panic over 10 years. That was much longer, being sarcastic.
Nobody talked to me.
The only year that the Yankees can complain about was 1990. That's about it. And then after that, they got Jeter, Matsuyama, all those guys. So, I mean, it didn't even really matter.
One year.
That was it. The 1990 Yankees. I think they won like 10 games, but that was the only year the Yankees fans have to complain about. But floor is all yours, Brandon.
So, my New Year's resolution for the Yankees, of course, is to make it to the World Series with Gerrit Cole. And I think this year will be his year whenever he's in his sophomore year.
With the Yankees. Mm-hmm. That's a shocking one. That truly, it floors me that a Yankees fan wants to see their team in the World Series. No, it's likely to happen. I think their biggest competition is probably, shockingly, the Blue Jays? Question mark? That might be their biggest threat.
It is now. Now that the Rays seemingly just are dishing away the whole team, they just don't want anyone.
And that's weird.
And Brandon, you know, how are you going to make this resolution come true? Like, we've each kind of given some incentives and some ways that, you know, we're hoping that it does. So how do you think that they're going to pull it off?
Well, with, of course, Gerrit Cole, most of the time, if he can, like, perform at his very top best, like whenever he did with the Houston Astros, whenever he was with them, I think that this year might be their year to, of course, get that dynamic duo.
Who would it be, Cole, with
Gary Sanchez.
Gary Sanchez?
The catcher? You mean get that iconic duo? I mean, that works, but – you know, Cole is one guy, and you need a full rotation. And I don't know if the Yankees have that full rotation right now.
Can't pitch every game.
So what do you think? Who's going to need to step up besides Cole on that pitching staff?
Most of their upcoming pitchers need to, like, actually show that they are proud to be Yankees. Because with Gerrit Cole, most of the time he can't pitch but, like, five innings per game, you know, so most of the time he can't, like, come out and show, like, every night.
Yeah, I mean, would you like your team to perhaps sign new starting pitchers?
Yeah,
most definitely, yes.
And do you have your eye on anyone in particular?
There are a few, but I'm not quite sure yet who is on the, like, free agent. I haven't quite looked at that yet.
Well, there's Trevor Bauer, and he's the best one of them. So,
pretty much now that Snell and Darvish are Padre bound, ain't that right, Reese?
Darvish, I'm sorry.
For all of you that couldn't see that, she winked, so she's stoked.
Darvish is not good in crunch time. So,
we don't know. We saw him do that once, and technically, you can't blame him because I was stuck outside of the stadium. So blame me. I was the best. I needed to be inside. That's why he allowed those five runs in game 7.
Right. And in game 3 at Houston, which, yes, you could account for the cheating, but then he did it again at Dodger Stadium where they weren't cheating.
I was about to say, but no, it wasn't. Darvish didn't lose in that game, though. It was a lot of that hitting.
Like, yes, he did. Darvish allowed the same amount of runs in the same amount of time in game 3 of the World Series.
Okay, this is a New Year's resolution episode, so I will then edit my resolution to say that Yu Darvish is going to have a stellar season. And he's not going to
go. Yeah, he will in regular season. And then
postseason. And postseason.
He's 34.
I don't care.
I just want to, like, put that out.
What is with you and the age? Like, early 30s isn't that old.
Look at
like, oh, he's 30. He's 32. He's old. That's not old.
He's 34.
I'm just saying, you said that before. You said 32 or 34, whatever.
Okay, well, 34 is old.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Once you hit 35, look at Justin Verlander's season
a couple years ago.
Okay, somebody look up when you
Darvish's birthday. Brandon,
once you hit, like, 35, that's when you should hang up.
I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, see, we have a whole other year. Did you hear that? It's fine.
I think his birthday's in March, so he's turning 35.
It's in August.
He's a Leo.
Okay, so by the postseason, he'll be 35.
Okay, so he's got plenty of time.
Okay, so he has one more year after this year.
No.
Brennan, okay. Thank you.
Whatever. The math, okay. My resolutions for the Dodgers, I thought about this. Don't make a, is that a vomit face? I was really, like, it's so funny. Can I just say a quick thing about Padres fans?
Go ahead and say it because I'm going to counter it because I already know what you're going to say. Go ahead. Thing.
So, Padres fans need to shut the hell up. Here's why. Padres fans have won 0 World Series, right? 0. And have only been in the World Series, I think, twice? And even if you win this year, which won't happen, I guess that's a jinx, so you will win the whole thing, okay? Even if they win this year, that doesn't make you better than the Dodgers, which is like your whole goal.
No. Okay, still doesn't make you better. I never once said that the Padres are better than the Dodgers, so I need you to take several seats.
Okay, but the memes on Twitter
make the memes? I don't make the memes. Also, as soon as we signed Snell and Darvish, all the Dodgers fans were on Twitter, oh my God, pay attention to me, pay attention to me, like blah, 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 blah.
What? No, yes. They weren't?
They were.
All the Padres fans acted like that was the day. There were a couple times last season when the Padres acted like they won the World Series. I'll point to the Trent Grisham pimped out home run in which that was like game 7.
Padres fans know how to celebrate life, Heather.
They're obnoxious. Manny Machado is the worst. They're all annoying. And they're like the little, I said, they're like the little kids who, you know, maybe, they're the little kids that think they're the cool kids. That the cool
That's a really kids. Interesting about, way of trying Joe to get Kelly, the Padres are the most fun team in baseball.
They're not the most, the fun, what does that mean, the most fun? You know what the fun team in baseball is? The one that lost one series all of last year.
The one that you complained about the entire season?
Well, that, in retrospect, I didn't know that they would lose one series all, and that one was easily winnable, by the way, against the Rockies. I didn't know that that would happen, but I don't know what fun team means, because they all do the same. It's not like basketball where you could have, like, this guy that dunks a bunch. It's all, like, you know.
Right, we can just hit grand slams consecutively, but.
Yeah, and then get
you swept know in the, that's like, that's okay.
swept in the second it. Round of the world. I mean, get in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, that's great, right? I don't know. It depends what you guys care about, right? If you guys care about the, you know. I just like a team like the Dodgers that has more of a head on their shoulders, okay? That's what I'm saying. And Padres fans, even if you won the World Series, the Dodgers have won 7. So, goodbye. You're not winning like 7 years in a row.
But you
probably not
going off of historically, which I think everyone can agree the Dodgers are better just because of what you just said. They've also been around a lot longer than
and they have more famous players.
But okay, but they've also been around a lot longer, obviously. And someone like Joe Kelly could also be considered a bit childish on the Dodgers side. So
well, the Dodgers cheated out of a title. The Padres act like they've done, you know, they've had a lot of damage done to them. They haven't done anything. They haven't done anything. They haven't gotten to the World Series since Tony Gwynn, right?
You're right. They've been destroying our happiness for years at a time, which is why when good things happen, we
it
need
took
to celebrate.
You guys 8 tries to win the World Series.
Okay, but you keep winning the division, and and they were cheated out of one, as I just said. They got to another World
out
Series.
Of 8? So what? They should win.
How have the Angels done lately, Charles? Tell me how the Angels have done. How many divisions have you guys won?
We've won as many World Series as we have in the last 20 years, Heather. We've won as many World Series.
The Angels and the Padres combined have like 3 players that are famous.
That is just not true. That is just incorrect.
Is that not true?
Yeah.
I could be more famous players on the Dodgers by far than
you. That's not what you said. You said there's only 3 combined famous players between the Angels and Padres.
Well, okay, so are there more?
But you guys have a massive payroll for better players.
How many more? Tell me how many more.
Rod Carew, Tim Salmon, K-Rod.
I mean, these aren't like household names.
Yes, they are. What are you talking about?
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
These are all Hall of Famers.
Who's Rod Carew?
Who's Rod Carew?
Yeah, who's Rod Carew?
Who Kirk Gibson is.
Kirk Gibson isn't, I wouldn't even put him in the list of the top 15 most famous Dodgers. Oh. He was a Dodger. He wasn't a Dodger for most of his career, and he's not a Hall of Famer. So, anyway.
I disagree. What's your resolution?
My New Year's resolution is, I have a couple. I think the Dodgers should make a splash in either free agency or the trade market, but I know they will. And by the way, God, baseball needs to do a better job of staying relevant postseason. Like, they do just a bad job of, because there's like dead for a while and then a couple things start to happen. But in the other sports, you know, there's constant action and it happens like immediately. Whereas baseball, it takes forever. And then even in spring training, they're not signed yet or whatever sometimes. So I would say, like, to get Nolan Arenado, yeah, that's nice. It would be nice. We do need a third baseman. So, you know, why not go out for him? We do need one. So that's one of them. My other one is starting pitcher would be nice. Again, I don't think it's necessary. But we have a lot of people in the farm that aren't going to get a shot at the big league level because it's so stacked. So you could trade some of that talent and get, like, a nice piece. But then my, like, most important one is I don't want to have, like, be as stressed about, like, I want to have more faith in the Dodgers and their progress and not care so much about every individual series. I think in the 60-game season in particular, it got me, like, really frazzled, even though they won, as I said, every series except one. I didn't know that that was going to happen. And, it just, every loss just so stresses me out. And I hope that it's a longer season this season. And I don't know, I'm just hoping that they do well and I don't have to worry so much about them.
You could also meditate throughout the season. That genuinely,
yeah, I should probably meditate.
From my heart, it might help.
But then also, I want them to have a super fun World Series celebration. And I want them to combine it with the Lakers. That's one of my needs.
Oh, I want that to happen too. I would honestly go to that. That would be pretty cool.
Would you go to that? We'd have fun.
That would be fun.
I think you guys deserve to have
I don't like the Dodgers, but I will say you guys deserve to have that celebration. So I really hope that happens for you guys and the Lakers. Of course. And if you guys combine, that'd be dope. So
I just want to see all the play, you know, when we get out of this pandemic situation, isolation, you know, social distance stuff. It would be nice just to celebrate and release some of that energy and be a fun way to bring the city together after, you know, LA's been hit really hard, really, really hard. I think now one in every 75 people or something like that have COVID.
That's crazy.
So it'd just be a nice way to, like, enter a new chapter. LA and New York have been hit the hardest, so, which is no surprise. But anyway.
2021. And my friend just got vaccinated today. I said I have optimism for 2021. My friend just got vaccinated today, so that's kind of cool.
Nice.
Because that's, like, someone who obviously, like, I see on a daily basis. Cool to see.
That's
like,
cool.
Yeah.
I want to get vaccinated too. Resolution.
Who was the friend? Give him a shout out.
I don't know. She works in a hospital. Well, she doesn't work in one, but she interns in one. Well, she's not a doctor, but she interns at a hospital. She's a nursing major at State. She does, like, clinicals and stuff, so she's in the hospital all the time. So she got the vaccine.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
So any closing thoughts?
I hope that all of us have a happy 2021 baseball season. I really
yes.
do.
Yes. Happy 2021, and Heather and Brandon, go look up Rod Carew. I'm so disappointed. 18-time All-Star with 3,000 hits. Come on.
What team did he play?
First base. He played for the Angels for half of his career and the Twins the other half, but he was mostly an Angel considered.
See, that's the thing also with Angels, like, famous players, quote unquote, they're Angels for, like, a minute.
That's not true. I just said he spent half of his career. Sorry, yeah, we can't have lifers like Drysdale and Koufax.
Right.
That's not my fault though. Like, he still played for the Angels for most of his career. He's an Angel. He retired his jersey with the Angels.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. I'm just saying he was an Angel.
Okay. What years did he play in?
He played from this, like, Late 60s to the early 80s.
Late 60s to the early 80s. Okay, cool. The Yankees won like 20 World Series in that time, so.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I think you won two in the 70s? I don't know. Against the Dodgers. One against the Dodgers. Two against the Dodgers? One against the Dodgers. Anyway, any closing thoughts, Brandon?
Well, I definitely can see the Dodgers going back. Might be against the Yankees, possible.
Uh-huh. And who would you take in that series?
Oh, yeah. Who would I take? Definitely the Yankees.
Definitely the Yankees, even though they have one starting pitcher?
Yes, I would still take the Yankees.
So in the four other games, they're just, like, canceled?
I would take the Yankees all the way if they make it or if they don't.
They should have gotten Snell or Darvish. They messed up.
And in this hypothetical, does Aaron Judge hurt himself by putting his bat down or not?
No.
So your team is fully healthy, and mm-hmm. one starting pitcher carries you throughout the entire World Series.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Unprecedented. Unprecedented times. Coors I would take the Dodgers in that series in five. What?
Coors Light bold prediction from Brandon over here. I love it. This is his White Claw lock of the year. Yankees to the World Series.
No, Yankees winning the World Series. How many games does it take, Brandon, for the Yankees with one starting pitcher to beat the Dodgers?
Four games.
Four.
Yes.
You say the Yankees sweep the Dodgers.
Yes.
Sweep.
They're going to sweep.
Starting pitcher.
They're going to sweep the Dodgers because, of course, the Dodgers are going to come out of that, like, celebration, like, oh, I've been here, I won it, and they're just going to get too caught up in their head. And we're going to be full gone.
Uh-huh. Like, mental.
Got World you. Series hangover is going to be too much, huh, Brandon? They're still going to be a little dazed. Okay. We'll see.
I respect it. I don't think that'll ever happen. But
they need one more pitcher for that to happen, Brandon. If they could do something before the trade deadline this year, we'll see. But I don't think so right now.
I mean, DJ LeMahieu clearly isn't their answer.
Unless they haven't pitchers for him, we'll see. But
yeah, I mean, he can't pitch, right? So anyway, I think the Dodgers will actually get DJ LeMahieu, by the way, and have second baseman much better than Kike. Sorry, Kike. I love you, Kike, but I'm sorry.
Thoughts on Kike recently? I'm sad. Kike's my boy.
Why is Kike?
I still like a Dodger player, even if I don't like support.
But why? Why do you like Kike?
He grows that mustache in November, and he just looks like a dude. He looks like a gamer. He's the kind of guy you want on your team. He's a baller. Shot caller.
Oh, hot take of the year. Charles likes Kike because he
hits when you need him. Like, I remember I'm watching a game. It'll be like runner on first, 5-4. Dodgers are losing, and Kike will just come up and hit a shot out of the park, and he'll win the game. He has so many of those. You can look him up. He wins games. He's a gamer.
Well, he wins games in the postseason. In the regular season, he strikes out swinging every time.
You just said you'd rather have that postseason.
The Dodgers pick up his slack and then take them to the postseason, so it's okay. Then he can shine.
Boom.
I think Kike will actually be an Angel, so congratulations. That's where I'm putting Kike.
That would be so exciting for you.
I'd rather get Kike than Jock, so thank you.
Oh, yeah. Jock Peterson, too. An L.A. favorite, both of them. You can keep them. Okay, well, I guess we'll be – anybody have any other closing thoughts before we – no?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
That's it for us here at All Talk No Bock. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And thank you to our guest, Brandon, from Brandon Sports Talk. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Be sure to go listen to Brandon Sports Talk as well. He has a lot of good podcasts and stuff. Go check out his social media. When you're checking out his social, make sure to hop on ours as well, All Talk No Bock on Instagram, Twitter. We're on LinkedIn, and we're going to get our TikTok going soon as well as Snapchat. So be sure to check those out once it's up. We also have our merchandise via Redbubble on our website, alltalknobock.com. All the way at the bottom, make sure to check that out as well. And check out all of our articles from our great content writers and producers. All of those guys do a fantastic job at All Talk No Bach. We'd love to give them a shout out. And Heather, anything else that I missed?
I think you covered most of it. We brought on brand new writers, are in the process of bringing on brand new writers, which is super exciting to our staff. So check out their stuff. It could come out as soon as next week. So check that out. Reese is doing an article this week, so check that out as well. We have brand new designs up on Redbubble, so check out that merch. And we have new stuff in the works as well. So we're constantly churning out stuff. Our YouTube page will be active again. We know we took a brief hiatus from that. We're going to post new exciting stuff on YouTube in the coming weeks and months. So check that out too. You can find Brandon on Instagram. He's on Apple Podcasts and he's on Spotify as well as YouTube. So check all of that out. We're so grateful to have him. Check us out on social media. Go to our website. Go to our blog. Follow us on Spotify, follow us on all of the platforms, and it will be so worth your time, we promise. New social media content on all platforms to come as well. So much new stuff in 2021. We're kicking off the year running. It's great. Everybody had some great New Year's resolutions for their teams. Next week, we don't know what the theme of the episode is yet, so it's a mystery for next week.
Involved.
What?
So it's a mystery for all of us involved.
It's a mystery for all of us. We haven't thought about it yet, but we're going to plan all those things out. Brandon, thank you so much. Reese and Charles, as always, love working with you guys. Best host in the game. And me, I'm not too shabby. I'm not too shabby. We love you guys. Have a great Tuesday and a great week. We hope you start out your New Year's strong and fulfill all of your resolutions. We have personal ones as well. And so have a great start of the year. Stay healthy, stay safe. Hope you didn't go too crazy during New Year's Eve. Bye.